Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I am delighted to say that I'm joined on the line by the coordinator of the Better Ballymun campaign, Paddy O'Reilly. Paddy, good morning and welcome to the programme. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Donnie. Fair play.
Paddy, tell me about the Better Ballymun campaign, because I love these initiatives where people, I suppose for want of a better expression, grab their own community by the scruff of the neck and make moves and run campaigns to improve it. So tell me all about Ballymun. I have a soft spot for that place anyway.
So Ballymun Tidy Towns approached us a couple of years ago, and they sort of said, listen, can we get involved with our students and that, and do a little bit more around the area? And our principal and vice principal are very open to this sort of stuff, and so we basically came up with a scheme on, it was just before the last lockdown, on I think it was February 28th, 2 years ago, where our school closed for the day, not so much closed as every pupil went out doing different projects. So we painted murals and we tidied up different areas, and we it was amazing. And then on the back of that, this year now, the number of groups that are coming out to be involved are, the Men's Shed are coming involved, the Silog Neighbourhood Centre, Ballymun Kickhams, Satanta, the Rediscovery Centre, Ballymun United, Ballymun Biodiversity, the FAI are out here doing a thing with Ballymun United, as I said there, sorry. There's so much going on top of the projects that our school are involved in. So it is sort of got really, really big this year, Donnie.
Paddy, you're Trinity Comprehensive there in Ballymun. Now, what age group, when you were saying that at the first lockdown that you engaged with them and got them out, you know, sort of maybe cleaning corners that needed to be tidied up and doing murals, what age group are you talking about there, Paddy?
Basically the teenagers. So basically our school, we'll be the only secondary school in the area, so all of our classes did different projects. The art class would do one project, the English crowd would do another project. They did a haunted trail at Ballymun. This year they're doing a poetry trail. The sports lads would go up and tidy up the sports areas at Poppentry Community Centre, Ballymun United. The history people are doing a history trail, and they're doing one, there's two history projects going on this year. The art crowd, I'm trying to think what else now. So basically all the subject departments come together and they try to pick a project that's actually academically relevant that the kids can write up on after, as well as, you know, environmentally and good crack socially and locally and everything.
Now, the reason, Paddy, that I asked you that question is because I'm just curious as to, did you have any problem getting a buy-in from the teenagers into the projects?
No, I generally approach teenagers from the wrong viewpoint usually, you know. We sort of forget what it was like, first of all, and then they like to be busy as opposed to talk to. So during the summer there, we actually did extra projects on top of the Better Ballymun. So even when schools were off, we had pupils who were going for the President's Award Scheme. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, Tony. But
is that the Goshka Awards?
Yes, I am indeed,
Paddy. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've a whole bunch of fifth years and transition years doing the Goshka. During the summer, they got involved, and they were up at Painton Poppentry Community Centre and. So they like being busy and not being talked at or talked down to too much. I'm not saying they're always easy, but
I suppose, Paddy, the real kernel of it is that they are the next generation, and a lot of them the current generation of Ballymun. So I mean, if they buy into a project like this, it can only benefit the entire area and the entire population of Ballymun as well.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that now. This year, the primary schools are all doing projects. Scone and Chocolate Lake are doing a little orchard, and Lady Victories are doing a project. And the primary schools are also actually all visiting the comp, because we would have two polytunnels on site. We'd have a sports scholarship garden. We have bees. We're getting hens in permanently, starting with the Better Bally Monday. We have Evelyn Cusick from RTE launching a weather station on the day. We have a compass machine that Dublin City Council gave us, so the primary schools are getting a little tour of our school on the day, as well as doing their own projects. you know, in their own area, as well as, you know, some class will come down and visit us and do a little tour, other classes will do projects outside their own primary school. So it's a fair play to Ballymun Tidy Towns and Dublin City Council. They've really got everyone involved, like, you know.
And Paddy, I have to be honest, I really, really appreciate you coming on this morning, because it's a point that I make here on a pretty regular basis, that, you know, the areas we're operating in, I'm over here in Coolock, I live in Finglas, you were up there in Ballymun. Every media outlet in the country will descend on a place when it's a bad news story, but when it's a good news story like this, they seem to be very thin on the ground and very slow to promote the great things that are happening in areas like that.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Tony. I'd have me on. I actually sometimes think there's you know, if you visit a slightly posher or richer area, there's probably a higher drug consumption per head in those areas, and even a slightly higher white collar crime per head. But it's a different type of crime and a different type of sort of for want of a way of putting it, drug consumption. I think it's bigger in some of those areas, but it's just not fashionable to, you know, to report that from those areas. You know, some areas are easier targets, I think. That'll be my own feeling on it, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I 100% agree with you, and that's why, as I said, I was delighted to get you on this morning, Paddy, because I think it's vitally important that we highlight the good things that are happening in the area, and this is without doubt, it's right up there at the very top of the list with some of the great things that's happening, because there's great people in all these areas. And I mean, Ballymun itself, for what is geographically, I suppose, a pretty small area, because it's sort of sandwiched in between Santry and Finglas and, well, the Dublin airport, really, like. So I mean, there has fantastic role models come out of Ballymun over the years, and I'm a staunch GA man, and I can go back to the days of John McCarthy playing, and of course his son James now, and of course Philly McMahon is an absolute legend in the country outside of his footballing prowess and a back pocket full of All-Ireland medals. I mean, the work that man has done in the community that a lot of people don't even know about, it's unbelievable. So I mean, there are brilliant people in the community, have come out of the community, and are role models now for the younger generation.
I know sport isn't the be-all and end-all, but the likes of me and you probably love it. But I would say, if you did the stats, Ballymun Kickhams are probably more all-stars than any other club in the country in the last 10 years. Ballymun United is one of the top junior clubs in the country and known by anyone who follows soccer. You know, you've the likes of Owen Roddy, who's in the corner for Conor McGregor. You've any number of League of Ireland players playing as well. Cameron Ledwich, Dale Rooney, and you've a whole bunch of other people in other spheres, you know, that are sort of excelling in loads of spheres, you know.
And the thing about it, Paddy, which I really love, is that there isn't an issue with any of these people about giving something back into the community as well, which is, I think it's just a testimony to the people of Ballymun and the place that Ballymun is, Paddy.
Well, I heard someone from Dublin City Council who are really behind this project. Sometimes they get a bad press, but by gosh, they pull out all the stops for these projects. I heard someone say recently there that during the COVID lockdown, there was less need for organisations to travel around and check with people with their shopping and check with people with food and check on all people, because the community spirit was so high here that there was less need for that. You know, that was needed in other areas more than in Ballymun. So that was interesting. I hadn't thought of that. So we've a bunch of people as well arriving on the day as well. Like, as I said, Evelyn Cusack is launching the weather station. Michael D. Higgins is visiting the school at 11:30 that morning.
And that is exactly what I want to come on to now, Paddy, because you are having a pretty important visitor coming your way on Friday next. Of this week, actually, as it is now.
It's amazing, because even on top of Michael D., we have Father McVerry and Philly agreeing to unveil a poem up at the Axis, because the pupils have written a load of poems, so there's a poetry trail happening. And with Michael D. then coming that morning, we've Dermot Gavin, the famous gardener, coming that morning at 9:00 to the school sports scholarship garden, and we've got tremendous help from Muck and Magic and the city farm people from that. So it's amazing. It's really interesting, as well as, you know, as well as being a good buzz in that, sure. Like Stephen from City Farm is planting willows, and eventually we're going to have willow baskets made, and Muriel is digging a pond out the back and making us a new polytunnel out there, and Rediscovery Centre are giving us an apple tree that we're hoping Michael D will plant on the day. So there's, you know, there's an awful lot happening that's actually, you know, good crack as well, you know.
And that is very, very important. And, you know, the more fun you can make something like that, again, to use that phrase, the bigger and the better the buy-in is from everybody. And I think when people are doing something themselves within their own community, I think there's more store put in it, and there's more... I think that they pay more attention to it, and it means more to them than a team coming in, we'll say, from Dublin City Council, planting a load of trees, there you go, we're gone again.
Yeah, and I think we're all the same. We're all a bit sad in our own way. We all want to feel important. So if we're involved in stuff, you know, it resonates more with us. You know, so I agree with you there. And there's any number. I'm only tipping at the edges of the Tony, what's happening. I nearly feel bad. Like there's quite a few groups I've probably left out a little bit. Like the Global Action Plan are putting on a set of talks in Access on the day on global food inequality, global food biodiversity, proudly made in Africa, reflections on work in Ethiopia. So there, those talks are going on all day. And if anyone wants to attend those talks or help on the day, they can contact me. Like my phone number is 086 174 3836. So like a lot of the NGBs and the sort of semi-national organisations, some of whom are based in Ballymun, are stepping up as well. Like, you know, this Dublin City Council are launching an anti-dog fouling initiative, so our pupils are going to paint and little things on the footpaths, you know, not to dog foul. And Super Value are giving us a loan of their power washer for the day to spruce up the main street. And you know, there's an awful lot happening.
And I would imagine, Paddy, that with the amount that you're after listing out there, and by God, it is some long and large list to be proud of, that this is really a work in progress. This isn't a one day or a one week event. Like, this is going to be happening throughout the year, I would imagine.
Say that again, Donnie. I didn't catch you right there, sorry.
I said I would imagine that with the amount of stuff you've listed out there, and it's a long list, that this is really a work in progress. This isn't just a one day event or a one week event. Like, it's going to be continuing throughout the year.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because the reason why I didn't hear your question there was a fifth year pupil called Leon Brennan, right, came in, and he's going to be one of the lads. Came in the door while I'm on the phone there. It's a little office, and he didn't realise I was on the phone. So he's one of the lads who's going to be the poetry trail that's been launched, right, has little barcodes, the QR codes, and Leon's voice and other people's voice reading out the poems. That'll be around Ballymun, a poetry trail around Ballymun after Friday. And you know, we're hoping that we'll build on that, like you said. And I know there's a Ballymun book exchange, and they operate every the last Sunday of every month in the school here in the P Hall. And as part of their Goshka, because those lads are older lads, they're past pupils, they're going for the Gold Ward. But they're doing a thing as well after this, where they're going to have a haunted, you know, the best haunted story. And at Halloween, they're going to add to the haunted trail that we started 2 years ago. So you're right, I think there is a feeling that there's a bit of longevity about, not every project, but a number of the projects.
Well, Paddy, all I can do on behalf of the people of Ballymun and ourselves here, and indeed all our listeners, is to thank you. I know, Paddy, you'll be the first man to say that you're only a small cog in a very, very big mechanism, but you are the coordinator of the Better Ballymun campaign. And all I can do on behalf of everybody, Paddy, is to thank you so much for the work you're doing. It's a fabulous little place, and you know, people should be very proud of it and very proud to come from it, I would suggest, Paddy.
Yeah, and I'll take all the credit you're giving me, no bother there.
Paddy O'Reilly, coordinator of the Better Ballymun campaign. Paddy, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate you're under pressure there, and I do appreciate your time, and the very best of luck to you with the campaign going forward, and of course with the visit of the President and other notable dignitaries on Friday. Thanks a million, Paddy.
Brilliant, Donny. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye. And that is well worth supporting, and it's great to hear good news stories like that, because as I said to Paddy there when I was talking to him, If it's a bad news story, everybody wants to know about it. When it's good news, not so much, it would appear.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.